Once upon a time on KDNK, three women took over the airwaves and created a series of high and low comedy shows under the name of the Sister Sisters. On Sunday nights, the Roaring Fork Valley turned into a ghost town as everyone stayed glued to their radios for all the gossip and news of the previous week. Join us now as we return to those thrilling days of yesteryear with Sister Helen and Sister Little.
Well, speaking of the sisters.
Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for the Sister Sisters.
Do you think that my pants are too tight?
Yes.
Do you think that I creep in the night and sleep in a phone booth?
Yes.
Do you think that I'm creepy?
Well, here we are with the Sister Sisters, and take it away, ladies. We'd like to find out a little bit about how you all found out about the radio and how you kind of got together.
Well, Wick, could you please stop that right now? Just stop it.
And don't touch me there again, Wick. I mean,
that is not a board.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's starting again.
Yeah. Okay.
Mascara nightmares.
Yeah. That made me a little late today. Wick was a little worried when I wasn't here right on time. But as you'll recall, Little, if I'm not late, I'm not coming. So that's the way you guys always knew if I was going to be there that day.
Absolutely. You left us in the lurch more than once.
Yeah. Alan. Yeah, in the lurch.
And we have gotten the information about your new girdle.
Well,
Sister Betty.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Betty claims that the bridge company that was supplying the parts for my industrial strength girdle went out of business. But, you know, that's not entirely true. The bridge parts, for the most part, held up. It was other parts that were falling apart. So, Little, do you remember how we started this whole thing, being on the air?
Well, I pretty much think you started it.
No, I didn't. It was Brad and Pat had a show, and they invited me to come on one week and to just for one time and talk about the Carbondale diet, which I had made up. And so it was so much fun for me. Then I started thinking about other things I could come on the show and do, and I kept telling them. And then I just kept starting to horn in. And then I had Sister Betty. Some people know her as Tanya, but Sister Betty would come on with me. And then Little, as I recall, you just heard about and horned in with us.
Well, I'm trying to remember now. Who is this Pat and Brad? Are they married?
Not to each other. In fact, I don't think they're married at all. They were these guys that just had this radio show that was kind of a fun one. But the problem is, the truth is, we sort of took it over.
Well, and that's pretty much inevitable. Whenever we go into a space, we kind of fill it, don't we?
Yeah, we do. So what were some of our features on our show once we got rid of the boys?
I think that Wick, if he... Stop it, Wick. I'm telling you. I think if he happened to mention that Mascara Nightmares feature.
Yeah.
Which was a hot point on our show.
It was a hot point. Oh, I remember that we had the Jaws music, and, you know, it was terrifying, to tell you the truth.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you've ever had a Mascara Nightmare, you'll understand.
Mascara Nightmares.
We had a lot of commercials.
We did. We had Egyptian cereal. Do you remember that?
The Egyptian cereal, I don't recall.
Weo.
Yeah, Weo.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Absolutely.
Oh, I do. Excuse me. What the hell was
it
I
improved
thinking?
Your memory, Sister Helen, don't you remember?
Yeah. And then we had, and now Sister Betty is claiming that the truth to her beauty secret is Dream On. And she says also some paint caulking has kept her young and adorable, which we haven't really seen her. She's not here, so.
Yeah, there's
that's the
no
good
proof.
News.
there's no proof, really.
Yeah. So feel free to talk about her.
Well, you know, she was my mother, but then she really, you know, it was kind of a sad thing that happened. I was going home from school one day, and all of a sudden I noticed that she didn't live there anymore. And I thought it was a good joke. I thought it was a really good prank. But when she was arrested, she hadn't spoken to me for a few years.
Oh.
I heard she lived somewhere else.
Well, she claims that she lives in a progressive community. She says it's a nearby metropolis to here. Oh. And that she is a really big fish in that pond.
Would that be Silt?
Well, I don't know. She says it's a large, highly populated Colorado urban area. And she claims to have a lot of respect and admiration. Now, she still gives advice. Remember, we gave advice on our show.
We certainly did.
And she said, here, I'll just quote her right here. It says, my phone rings off the hook. Idiots needing advice, investing, beauty and relationship problems, roof materials. You know very well the gamut of questions. So I don't know how the roofing materials got in there. But
yeah, she's always entrepreneurial in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of Sister Betty, your mom, she says that her wealth has allowed her to marry a bunch more times, and she has a pro-life way of life. And basically, that means that every time she gets pregnant, she gets married.
Well.
Every time.
Well.
I know.
You know, it's
a lot of marriages.
Scary. It's a little bit scary. How many dashes can you have on your name?
I don't know. She's up to about 10 or 15 now. You know,
she's got that Elizabeth Taylor beat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
So, anyway, yeah. So she said her wealth is not just from the royalties. So I don't know. Now, you seem to be a little concerned about the royalties. You've been getting your checks regularly, haven't you?
You know, I think because I have relocated from the metropolitan Carbondale area, that they have misplaced my address because I have not gotten a KD&K royalty check.
Really?
Ever.
Well,
ever.
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah.
I'm sure that that's going to be all straightened out in the future. I just wouldn't worry your pretty little head about it, to tell you the truth.
Stop it!
I tell you.
I mean it!
I tell you, I wish you two would cut it out over there. I'm starting to get embarrassed.
I'm just so in awe.
Well.
And the check's in the mail.
Yeah.
Or the mail's something.
You know, those must be the same checks we had for writing our newspaper column.
Right.
You know, speaking of which,
yes.
I found an old letter, and I do think that our advice back then was as, help me out here.
Topical.
As good as today as it was yesterday.
Thank you.
Or as good yesterday as it was today.
I think that would be good.
Wow.
I think that would be absolutely right.
Yeah. So are you going to read the letter?
May I?
Yes, please do.
It says, dear sisters, I would like to get a no-smoking, fur-banning, park limitation amendment going in our little mountain town. However, in my overzealous efforts to do so, I have alienated the entire town council. None of them will agree to sign the petition to make the necessary changes. How can I get them to change their minds?
Oh.
And it's signed Anti-Campaign in Carbondale.
Oh. And what was our advice in those days?
You can't. So you have to be deceptive.
Oh.
You silly. Don't you remember?
Well, I might not remember all of them.
Oh, I could remember this like it was yesterday, because it probably was, if you ever watched that channel in Carbondale. You know, what you'll need to do is make up some kind of story, something like you've been contacted by a Hollywood studio who's interested in using a video you made for a talent show on their new television program.
There you go.
Those are the kinds of things that put us on the map.
Yeah.
So that reminds me, tell me a little bit about how you came about to put together the Walk Like an Egyptian video and talent show routine.
Well, Little was basically responsible for that.
Well, yes and no. There goes that person, Rib, again. You know,
Rib.
She is married. Her husband had bought yet one more toy, and it was this video camera. I'm making air quotes here, Sister Helen. You know how I hate all those modern things. But he got a video camera, and he made the mistake of watching something called, get this, MTV.
Uh-oh.
And he saw this group called the Bangles making a video of people walking around saying, walk like an Egyptian, or trying to walk like an Egyptian, and he thought it would be a great idea to do that in Carbondale.
Well, you know what was the great idea about it? As I recall, the Sisters were winner of the talent show that year.
You know,
we were the
I
big winners.
I think they edged out the police department.
Yeah.
Including the room spray guy.
Yeah, that guy. So the thing is that my theory was that the way we won it was to get everybody in town in the video. And they all voted for themselves, basically.
I think you're absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
I think we made a plan that the more people in town that we got in the video, the more people could vote for themselves.
Yeah, it worked.
Absolutely right. Yep, it was a brilliant ploy.
And we did get a lot of townspeople in our videos as much as we could.
We certainly did.
I mean, in our talent shows, too, in our acts. And sometimes, I remember sometimes just coming up with our act the day of the show, maybe the afternoon of the show. Those might not have been the times we won,
we came in most of the time. We at least came in fourth place.
Yeah, at least. And I remember one time Steve Skinner and his band were helping us make a video. Sister Betty actually can carry a tune, but Little and Sister Helen can't really. And they were helping us make our video. It was for Leader of the Pack. And we were at the laundromat.
Yes.
Do you recall that?
I certainly do.
And they, when you and I would sing, I caught them several times glancing at each other. And I think there might have been some eye rolling going on. But they didn't say a word to us. They were quite the gentlemen. And I'm not sure that they knew I saw all that going on. And they didn't even blurt out any giggles or anything. They kept perfectly straight faces.
Really very gentlemanly like of them.
I know. Even though we tried to get them not to act like gentlemen anymore, they refused to.
I know. They need to take
stop being gentlemen. Yeah. Yeah.
Is what I would say.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm too
possibly
old.
Possibly Brad. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, and Brad.
Okay, so let's go into some of the other features that you had on the show. You had besides Mascara Nightmares, you had a whole section on Susie Johnson.
Oh yeah,
Susie loomed large in your legend.
Yeah, she did. Well, you know what she did really made us mad is became the queen.
Yes.
Of the
prom.
Right.
Yeah.
She and John Matchell.
Well, and John was a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh
but
yeah.
Susie was all wrong for that. She did not have the beehive. She did not have the breast reduction surgery. And she wasn't one of us.
Yeah, I think that's basically it. And the thing is, we went over to her house about the day after or so. And we knocked on the door. And her husband, Jerry Johnston, was her husband at the time, answered the door. And he said, well, hi. And we said, could we please borrow some toilet paper? And he looked very confused, but he did, in fact, give us some toilet paper. And then he stood there and watched while we TP'd the yard.
And he seemed to smile. I think he agreed with us.
Yeah, he probably did. But he did look a little confused while he was standing on his front porch watching the three of us TP his yard. But I think it all was perfectly clear to him eventually.
I agree.
When he remembered who he was married to at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was Dr. Ruthless?
Dr. Ruthless was a very interesting woman. She was like, I have to say, she was like Sister Betty and myself, or Sister Helen and myself. She kind of just horned in.
Oh, what did she? Yeah.
Yeah.
She was kind of one of those horned in kind of people.
She did. She just kind of horned in, and she gave us advices on good pecs.
Oh, good pecs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we needed that. Yeah.
Good evening, Dr. Ruthless.
For good picks, this is Dr. Ruthless. And my first letter for today says, Dear Dr. Ruthless, I am a flat-chested woman who wishes to know, will good pecs ever go out of style? And it's signed, Flat Broke in Carbondale. Dear Flat, no, get some surgery. Immediately. For good, Bix. This is Dr. Ruthless.
Now, as you know, I did not have the breast reduction surgery, but if I hadn't been allergic to anesthesia, I would have had it in a minute. Because we did advise women to get breast reduction surgery and men to get ego reduction surgery,
yes.
Although that didn't work out very well.
No, not a one ever did.
No, we can tell. So, yeah, okay, we had our advice column and the mascara nightmares, and we had, let's see.
Well, and Sister Helen finally did have to rent an additional apartment just to put all her jewelry.
Well, yeah.
And her hairspray.
That hasn't really changed much. For
yeah.
Sister Helen.
Yeah.
I do remember we had the on-air mooning contest. Do you remember that?
Oh, I barely do. Could you remind me?
Yeah, well, we're just different women from town, and people that we all know just came in and, you know, mooned for us, one at a time, and then we rated them. And it was a young girl that doesn't live here anymore that won. I remember Gwen Hansen won second place.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. And her kids were quite little at the time. We were kind of surprised she brought them. But she did win second place, so she was okay with it.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Yep. A full moon over Carbondale is some sight to see.
It is, isn't it? And then we did have the news.
That's right.
We gave the news on our show.
And it was accurate because it was in writing.
It wouldn't be true if they didn't print it. So
we printed it every week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And do you remember the time that John Fulcrad drowned in the Roaring Fork River? That was kind of a highlight.
Yeah.
He's doing much better now, incidentally.
Oh, that's good. That's good because later on the crocodile ate him, but, you know.
Right. But he apparently recovered from that as well.
Yeah. It was a good week.
Oh, we did have our gossip column. You know, we would just gossip about people in town, and people could call in gossip if they had gossip about other people. And
yeah, we had some good participation.
Yeah, we did. And we would find out that local people, or, you know, kind of find out, that local people, for instance, been standing on a table in a bar swinging their bra over their heads. I mean, that happened all the time, as far as I could tell.
I never did that.
Wick denies it, but
I never.
That's because you had the breast reduction surgery.
I'm glad you noticed.
Sister Helen, I'm assuming you've talked to my mom. What is Sister Betty doing these days?
Well, I told you, she's making all kinds of wild claims about herself. She says she has devoted her life to medical research and political truths. You can take that with a grain of salt. And she says she doesn't really need the attention that we attracted during our years as glamorous and faithful servants to KDNK. And then she had to close her letter kind of short. She says her beehive is listing to her dominant side. So it throws her out of her recliner chair sometimes if she doesn't get that beehive fixed up just right.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. But I think she has continued to grow her beehive.
Let's kind of take this to a close here. Let's go into the demise of the Sister Sisters.
Well, there really wasn't a demise, as I recall, Wick. I think there were just too many men in too little time.
Yeah, I think that there were probably quite a few men involved, and that tried to break up the sisters a little bit.
Well, and they were somewhat successful with Sister Betty. She took a big fall for them.
Betty's a slut, you know that.
Yes. Okay. Yes, well, I was trying not to use that word because it got us into trouble one time. But
that's right.
You know,
that's why I wanted to say it.
The FCC has relaxed its regulations.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've always wanted to say that on air. But yes, she was kind of paramount in establishing that the sisters didn't all have to live in one town to take over the West.
Well, that is true. That is, actually, there were some moves involved and, you know, moves in man, so we can put it that way.
About what year did things sort of come to a grinding halt?
Oh, ooh. Sister Helen, when would that have been?
Sister Helen doesn't know.
I think in the early 1990s, perhaps.
Probably so. And then we were called into the Mountain Fair. Somebody on the Mountain Fair had decided that maybe we ought to help with the wood splitting one year, the Sister Sisters. And our act was, you know, a little,
it was spot on.
Yeah, it was. Although a lot of people didn't remember who we were. We were out there in our beehive beauty, in our polyester, you know.
Calling it as we saw it.
As we saw it. And some people were puzzled, some were outraged, and the rest of them were just plain sickened.
Yeah, I kind of remember more outrage and sickenedness than anything else. there were people who were really serious about splitting those logs, and they just didn't understand what we were doing there.
Uh-huh.
They found us really distracting, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was
very distracting.
Just the beauty.
Yeah.
The beauty of it.
The pageantry and spectacle. Are we ever going to have a Sister Sisters on-air reunion?
Well, we'd love it. And, you know, it's not out of the realm.
It's certainly not.
Yeah. In fact, I happen to know little. You'll be here in August, won't you?
I will certainly be here in August.
Well, I think what we should plan on is we should plan on, you know, having a Sister Sisters.
We could do a show. We could do a show because I know we could get Sister Betty, you know, like some people call her Tanya. But I know we could get her up here from that metropolis, that progressive metropolis.
The question is, can we get the men away from her?
I don't know. Well, or her away from the men, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it goes, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we now have a studio door.
Oh.
Bulletproof? Is it bulletproof?
Oh, yeah. Might need to be.
It can be locked from the inside. Well, ladies, thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to the reunion. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Wick. And I must say, you're looking dazzling.
You are. And you feel pretty good, too, Wick.
Oh, no. You're just so easily fooled.
Call me a fool, Sister Helen.
I think he did.
Sister Helen, I just have to say, we need to really thank KDNK.
Oh, yes. You know, first, I'd love to say happy birthday to KDNK.
Happy birthday.
Because KDNK is turning 25.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, KDNK really was our springboard to our careers. Wouldn't you say, Little?
It was. We just went on to all kinds of success afterwards. Some of the enterprises, the entrepreneurial efforts, the newspaper articles. I could go on and on.
You know, and I don't even have to work at all anymore because I just live off my royalty checks that I get from KDNK. From our years there.
Excuse me, Wick.
Yes.
Could you double check on those royalty checks for me?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thanks.
They've been very good to me. Okay, thanks, Kate.
Radio, be very good to me. All right, kids. Thank you.
Uh-oh, the cuckoo kids. That means it's time to go.